Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very grateful to you for listening into our program today. And today on the podcast, we are talking about domestic infant adoption from the perspective of an adoptive parent. The title of our show is Do We Have What It Takes? And our guest today is Liz Woolley. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us. And you're a busy lady, and I won't spoil that piece of the puzzle. I'll let you tell your own story here in a minute, but I do know that you're busy, and we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Could you, Liz, just start us off today by sharing a little bit about yourself and your connection to adoption?
Absolutely. Well, my husband, Mike, and I are both very, very proud adoptive parents of two Adoption Associates babies. Our daughter, well, she isn't a baby anymore. Our daughter, yeah. Charlotte, is 3 years old. And then we have a son named Carter who is 5 months old today.
Oh, wow. So,
when we adopted, we meant
busy, right?
Absolutely, but it's so much fun.
And so you adopted both Charlotte and Carter as newborns, correct?
We did. We adopted them both as newborns, and we just had the best experience through Adoption Associates. We had really, really fast situations with both of them. Our daughter Charlotte, we got a call 12 days before she was born that we were matched, and then with Carter, we got a call 6 days before he was born that we were matched. So things happened very quickly, and it was just it was just the most amazing experience in both situations.
And it was about 4 years ago when you and your husband came to Adoption Associates and decided to pursue adoption. And just like any other prospective adoptive family, you began the process of completing what's called a home study. And that term, you know, sometimes you say that and people go, oh, yeah, I know what a home study is. And other times people go, oh, no, I know what that is. So what was that like for you and your husband, Liz, and beginning the home study process and as you kind of went through it?
Well, it definitely, I remember going to our initial meeting at the Farmington Hills office, and we got all the information about the home study, and we were just so completely overwhelmed. It looked like so much, so many things that we needed to, so many classes we needed to take, things we needed to read, just things we needed to do to prepare, and it was initially extremely overwhelming. But I have to say that as we started the process, and as we met with our caseworker, and she, you know, helped kind of put everything in perspective and show us that we don't need to do it all at one time, you know, that we're just going to do a little bit at a time, it ended up being just a really, really informational, priceless experience for both of us. We learned a lot about ourselves. We learned a lot about each other. We learned a lot about adoption. We had so many misconceptions that we didn't even realize that we had. Of course, you know, I've spoke to people who had adopted before, who had gone through the process, but I still had so many misconceptions. So by researching and reading and attending classes, that it helped me and my husband too just really wrap our heads around exactly what adoption is and what mm-hmm. is just an amazing, spectacular experience it is. Mm-hmm. And it took away a lot of those fears and a lot of those insecurities and just that feeling of being completely overwhelmed with the process. It ended up being one of the very best things that we did on our journey to parenthood, was really going through that home study and it helped us become fully prepared to be adoptive parents.
Awesome. And that's obviously part of the purpose of it, is to fully prepare families. I had a family say one time, we didn't know what we didn't know until we had our home study.
Yes.
And I just love that.
Mm-hmm. That is the perfect way to put it, because it's true. I mean, there's so many facets to adoption that, I mean, without experiencing it yourself, you really don't understand. So the home study is just such and just a very, very, very important part of the process. And, you know, having gone through the home study twice, even the second time, you know, we felt like we knew everything. We did it once, but the second time was just as valuable as the first time, because, you know, every situation is different and we needed to prepare ourselves again.
Mhm. Mhm. Very good. So, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about you coming on today to talk about is we're going to have a conversation about the issues and concerns that many couples discuss when the topic of adoption first comes up. Some of those concerns are about bonding with the baby for whom there's no biological connection, what the relationship is with birth parents, and how or if an adopted child would be accepted by family members. So we have several different things I want to make sure that we get to. And let's go ahead and get started with the first one. Can you talk about your initial thoughts and feelings about birth parents when you first began thinking of adoption, as well as your actual experience with your children's birth mothers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we first started the home study process and we learned more about birth parents and their role in the adoption process, there's so many unknowns. And I remember sort of sitting up in the middle of the night thinking about who our birth mother might be and what her situations might be, and will she like us, and will we be good enough for her? And I mean, there was a lot of anxiety around that, because you hear from other people's experiences with their own adoption situations, but I really thought a lot about who this woman and who the man are going to be, and what is our relationship going to look like, and right away, and then in the future. And I don't think that you really can fully prepare yourself until you meet that person for the first time. And I remember going to meet Charlotte's birth mom, and I don't think I have ever been that nervous in my entire life. And even my husband, who you never see him sweat. I think he changed his shirt 3 times, and you know, we had a long 3-hour drive to go meet her, and I mean, we were just so very nervous. But as soon as we met her, we just felt a connection to her. I mean, I'm not going to say that it wasn't awkward at first, but like with any blind date, sometimes it is. But you know, as we started to talk and as we got to know each other, you know, our circumstances were very different. Our lifestyles were very different, but none of that mattered. All that mattered is that we had this mutual care and respect for each other, that we both already loved this child more than anything in the entire world. And really, that is all that matters. There was no judgment on either end. And, you know, in the same situation happened with Carter's birth mother. Again, we were so very nervous, going through it before, but we just had an instant connection with this woman. I felt I felt a sisterhood with both of our children's birth mothers, which I still feel today. But, you know, I wanted to be that person for both of them that was there to support them with anything they needed. If that meant that they wanted me to be in the delivery room with them, I would be there holding their hand. Or if they wanted me to sit in the waiting room while they were delivering, I would be there. Anything I could do to support them is what I wanted to do. And in turn, I found that both of these women wanted the same for me. You know, they wanted, which was just an amazing experience. You know, they wanted me to feel comfortable and they wanted me to be a part of things. And it just was the most amazing experience meeting these two women and creating just a bond that is unlike anything else I've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's hard to describe that.
It really
as
is.
Well.
It's almost impossible to describe because, you know, I love these women just unlike I love anybody else in the entire world. And it's really, I mean, just the most amazing blessing.
And I imagine that, Liz, 4 years ago when you and your husband first came to the agency and you were in that home study phase, that this is something that was pretty hard to imagine. Could you have foreseen feeling this way about a birth mom or desiring this sort of relationship?
Honestly, no. I mean, I knew I wanted to have an open adoption. That is what I came into the experience wanting to have some sort of communication with my child's birth mother. But what I would never expect in a million years is that these women would become members of our family, and that I love them. I want what's best for them. I want to be here to support them in any way that I can. Our lives are very different. Our lives are very different than both of our birth mothers, but none of that matters because we have these children in common and that connection will always be there.
So shifting gears a little bit, I mean, not a lot because we're still talking about relationships with birth parents, but the idea of openness is a topic that I'd like to hear your thoughts on. Openness can be something that's quite misunderstood.
Right.
And it can seem rather scary or consuming to families in the beginning. They think that, you know, that the agency is referring to co-parenting, which we're not.
Right.
How did you feel about this? What was this like for you and your husband early on and as you progressed coming to an understanding of openness and where you fell in it?
Right. And when we first started the process, you know, I think that there were a lot of fears. Is this person going to try to co-parent our children with us if we do choose to have an open adoption? And that couldn't be the farthest. I mean, that's the farthest thing from the truth now that we're experiencing it. But what I've learned through the process, through both of our processes, is that every adoption situation is different. It's unique, it's special, and it's going to work for both parties involved. You know, we have two open, very open relationships, but they both look different, and they both work for us and for our children's birth mothers. I have to say that we were a little bit scared at first. You know, what is it going to look like? Is this person going to be showing up at our doorstep? But no. I mean, but it's not like that at all. It just, the more we got to know both of our birth mothers, the more our relationship just very naturally progressed into something that was happy and healthy for both of us. I think that, you know, you can talk to other people and hear their experiences, and that's amazing, but every situation is unique, and it's not as scary as it seems initially. It's not scary at all. It's actually the most amazing, beautiful thing for not only us, for their birth parents, but also for our children. Like, for example, Charlotte had her first gymnastics class last weekend, and the first person that I texted a picture to was her birth mother. because I knew that she would be as excited as I am about it. And I mean, to be able to share that with her is just the most amazing thing. I wouldn't change it for the world. I want her to be a part of our lives in any way that makes her feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So and openness just is something that evolves. It's something that just in our experience, just naturally, it naturally comes about, and it works. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, just to keep an open mind and to communicate is the most important thing when it comes to having an open adoption.
Right, and like you said, it develops because it's relationship-based. We can try to put parameters on that and say going into it that we're open to this or we're not open to that, but these things have a tendency to take on a life of their own, as they should.
Absolutely.
So when considering a domestic adoption, couples are asked to give thought to a lot of different circumstances that may present for a prospective adoption. I'm sure you and your husband were, you know, posed a lot of questions at the beginning. And some of these may include substance exposure, mental health conditions, or in some cases, unknown medical histories even. I know that for you and your husband, you found that you became more open-minded when you decided to adopt a second time compared to the first time. Can you talk about that a little bit? What was your frame of mind? You know, why was it different with the second adoption for you guys?
I think it was different because we were a lot more comfortable with the adoption process. And we, you know, there's almost 3 years difference between the time we adopted our daughter and the time we adopted our son. And during that time, we just became a part of an adoption community. And we learned so much about other people's experiences with adoption. We were able to do a lot of research on our own about, you know, possibly adopting a child with some substance exposure or unknown medical history. And I think we just felt more secure in that it's not as terrifying as we thought the first time, that we are able to handle any situation that is thrown at us, and that there are just you can't plan. There are so many unknowns, and that we're willing to open our hearts and our home to a child that was always supposed to be with us. So I just think that a lot of what happened the second time is that we trusted in the process. We trusted God. We trusted the agency, and we trusted that the perfect situation is going to come our way, and that as long as we are educated and prepared for all of the circumstances that might happen, that it, no matter what, it was going to be a wonderful experience and work out for us, and that, you know, there was no reason for us to be judgmental or jump to conclusions about anything that was happening, you know, with the birth mother, that she loved her child enough to make an adoption plan. And we love her and the child and no matter what.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that. Let's talk about bonding. Did you have concerns about bonding with a child who was not going to share a biological connection with you? I know this is something that people talk amongst themselves about, but it's almost like forbidden to say out loud, and we do need
to
talk about it.
That's so true. Like, and I absolutely did. And I honestly don't think I ever communicated that to anyone. And because looking back, like, I think it's so silly that I felt that way, but it was a real feeling. Like, am I going to hold this baby and look at this baby and think, oh my gosh, this is not my child? And that was a real fear for me. But the reality of the situation was, I mean, we were so very lucky to be in the delivery room with both of our kids. And the second I saw both of my children, they were my children, and never was there a moment that I felt like uncomfortable or this isn't my baby. And And but the coolest thing about it is of course I instantly felt that bond, I felt that connection, but it was just as an amazing experience to know that I shared that bond with another woman, that mm-hmm. she felt exactly the same way about that child as I did. And I mean, I just think that it's just so hard to explain how my love for these kids, I feel like, is so, just so much deeper because I can share that with their, that love with their birth moms. It's just amazing. So, you know, my husband and I both bonded with our children right away. And I am so grateful to our amazing birth moms for allowing us to experience their delivery and to hear their first cry. And I mean, that's just the most amazing experience that we could have possibly ever been given.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd like to say that it wouldn't be adoption if you didn't worry about something at some point along the way.
Yeah.
That's, it's a very normal a thing to have happen. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end of the adoption for a lot of people. We're worrying about all of it. Issues also, worry can extend to extended family. There are many couples that are sure. considering domestic infant adoption. They hope for and frankly sometimes do worry about the degree of support sure. that they may or may not receive from their extended family when it comes to growing their family through adoption. Liz, were you at all concerned about your family's willingness to embrace a child who would join your family through adoption?
Absolutely. And that was another concern I don't know if I ever really verbalized. But yes, I did have that concern. We were very lucky to have very supportive families. Both Mike's family and my family were very supportive throughout the entire process. But I did in the back of my mind wonder, you know, are they going to look at this child differently because there is no biological relation? And that, again, was just something that seems so silly that I worried about it, even though it was a real, real concern. Because I mean, I remember with Charlotte, the day that we brought her home, you know, she was 2 days old, and mm-hmm. my family was waiting at the door for us to come home. They were all so excited and just couldn't wait. And we, you know, very soon after went and visited Mike's family, and it just everyone embraced both of our kids with open arms, and they were our kids. They were our families. They were part of our family. And, you know, I think that of course you're going to worry about that. Like you said, so much, there's so many worries in adoption, but everything happens for a reason. And I know that both of these children were meant to be in our family. And I mm-hmm. I think that both of our families feel exactly the same way as we do. Mm-hmm. We could not imagine our lives without them. That's for sure.
And for those of you that are listening, check out our Facebook page later today when there will be a photo was provided by Liz she and her husband and their two beautiful children. So that's really special. We like to be able to kind of connect faces with our podcast. So we appreciate you providing that, Liz.
Absolutely. We're so proud of our kids and love to show them off anytime we can.
And this has been a really great podcast hearing from you about, you know, several concerns that you never verbalized in the beginning and,
right.
and hearing what that resulted in your family and in your adoption. So I again, appreciate you for being on today and sharing this information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
For those of you that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. Remember that we are live on Tuesdays at 11 for a variety of adoption-related topics. You may also connect with Adoption Associates at adoptionassociates.net. Or through our Facebook. We do hope that you continue to follow Adoption Focus Podcast, and you can do so at blogtalkradio.com/adoptionfocus. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.